This Holy Week, as Born Baptists, we will be publishing a daily reflection upon this special time in the form of a short podcast. We hope that these podcasts will prepare us for the sadness of Maundy Thursday, the crisis of Good Friday, the quietness of Holy Saturday, and the unalloyed joy of Easter Sunday. Please do listen to these podcasts prayerfully as we move through this week. We will be using the Gospel of Matthew as our guide.
Matthew 21, verses 12 to 17. Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out the merchants and their customers. He knocked over the tables of the money changers and the stalls of those selling doves. He said, "The scriptures declare, 'My temple will be called a place of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of thieves.'" The blind and the lame came to him, and he healed them in the temple. The leading priests and the teachers of religious law saw these wonderful miracles and heard even the little children in the temple shouting, "Praise God for the Son of David." But they were indignant and asked Jesus, "Do you hear what these children are saying?" "Yes," Jesus replied. "Haven't you read the scriptures? For they say, 'You have taught children and infants to give you praise.'" Then he returned to Bethany, where he stayed overnight.
Yesterday we saw how Jesus claimed to be both Messiah and King over the city of Jerusalem and over the nations. I saw a poster recently that said, "If anyone ever asks you, 'What would Jesus do?' remind them that getting angry and flipping over tables is within the realm of possibilities." Well, this is what Jesus did here. The first thing he did when entering the temple was to start throwing over the tables and chairs of the money changers and market sellers. He had entered the court of the Gentiles and encountered a market. The court of the Gentiles was where non-Jews could come and worship Israel's God. It was supposed to be a place of prayer for non-Jews. Jesus is claiming, therefore, his lordship over the nations. The nations should come and worship Israel's God. The temple authority had clearly allowed this market to happen and were profiting from this trade, skimming off their cut from every transaction. The Sadducees were these temple authorities. They were rich, aristocratic men with complete power over the religious lives of the people because they controlled the temple, which was the focal point of that religious life. Jesus quotes from two Old Testament passages here. Firstly, from Isaiah 56, verse 7, a prophecy that one day the Gentiles would sacrifice on the altar and those sacrifices would be acceptable. But here we find the temple authorities squeezing the Gentiles out of even the smallest part of the temple. He quotes also from Isaiah 7, verse 11, which accuses the Israelites of trusting God to protect them because of the temple and the idol worship in the temple. Jesus claimed the city, and he now claims the temple. What or who governs our spiritual lives? Is it our culture, our theology, our denomination or tradition? This Easter, let's turn back to the one who claims our whole world and our lives for himself.